In 5, 4, 3. Welcome back, guys, to another Bluesy Tuesday. This week, we are going to be talking about the amazingly insane, talented guitar player, singer, songwriter, Joe Bonamassa. We're going to be talking about his new record, and I'm going to do a little bit of jamming in the style of Joe Bonamassa here for you guys as well, so stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Bluesy Tuesday, episode 11. And today we are talking about Joe Bonamassa. He's got a record that just dropped here, a few weeks ago, called Redemption. We're going to be talking about that in a second. First, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. First thing to do, go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Second thing to do is, when you see the podcast that you like, share them. Hit the little, share them on your social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Just get it out there. That's how we get the word out about great guitar-driven rock. That's how you do your part to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. That's what we're all about here. Also, there's some cool merchandise there. Your financial contributions are a big part of what we do. So please help us out by buying a few t-shirts or mugs, shot glasses, whatever we got. We have a Patreon thing coming soon, so there'll be more about that in the future. If you are like people like Brett Rockwell and Chris Thunderwolf Dotson, some of you guys that are hanging out with me live tonight, and you really want to be, you're more serious about it, you want access to more stuff, you want exclusive video, exclusive music, exclusive conversation, get in on all the best stuff quicker, faster, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And there you get all kind of cool stuff, and it's all self-explanatory. You get access to my private Facebook group and all kind of cool stuff. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Losing my sort of ability to speak words here. Okay, so we are going to be jamming out to a little Joe Bonamassa. And those of you that don't know that Joe's an amazing guitar player. He's been around for many, many, many years. Started out as a child prodigy, basically, on the guitar. And we're going to do a little bit of jamming here for a second. This is a this is from Vito Astone Music on YouTube. He does backing tracks, and this is one in the style of Joe Bonamassa. And I'm just going to kind of give you guys a little taste. I'm not going to abuse my time with you, but we're going to jam a little bit because I got this thing out. And I got the Les Paul ready to go, so let's do this thing. Thank you, Vito Astone Music. You can go to look up Vito there on YouTube. And if you want to jam along to some of his backing tracks, there's a bunch of them there. Joe Bonamassa, he's got a record that just dropped a little while ago. Let's see if we can find it here. And it is called Redemption. And if you see me looking over here, that's because I'm looking at my screen and I'm going to give you a couple little sound bites. What do you think this track, the intro to this track, sounds like? You guys tell me what you think here. Give us a little quick listen. It sounds a lot like... Okay, listen to that again. Listen to this again, sorry. But that's not really what the song sounds. It's called Evil Mama. That opens up the track. It opens up the record. So it's got that kind of What Is Hip kind of groove. You guys know the song What Is Hip. Cool rocker. Here's King B Shakedown. Kind of rockabilly with horn section. Molly O. Starts that little effect there in the beginning. Let's go ahead and... More traditional, what you think of Joe Bonamassa's music. Deep in the blues again. Has this cool, like, open string thing that he does. Self-inflicted wounds. Kind of a slow, bluesy kind of thing. So he covers a lot of territory here. I think the ones that are popping up on YouTube, he's got some videos. So I think Evil Mama and Redemption, which is the title track, could give you guys a little taste of Redemption here. Check it out a little bit. Some acoustic stuff going on there with 12 string, maybe dobro and a few things. Just cause you can't. Don't mean you should. Just because you can't. Excuse me. Just because you can, don't mean you should. No. You know, again with the horn section and the whole thing. Okay, so you get the idea. He a few years ago, about the time that B.B. King had passed away, Joe sort of changed, to put it the best way. He kind of He had a much more rock-based sound. Around that time, he got rid of all his boutique amp heads and stuff like that and went for a way more traditional kind of approach to his music. Traveling with a horn section, female background singers, and that whole vibe. In my opinion, his current sound, to me, is a step backwards. And that's the best way I can put it. I think that first of all, I want to say that I'm a huge Joe Bonamassa fan. He was one of those artists that if he came out with a record, I bought it. Even like sight unseen without ever hearing it. So I have like his first five albums just because Joe Bonamassa has a new album, I'm going to buy it. That's just like how I rolled with Joe Bonamassa. I was just an absolutely huge fan. And I really loved how on, let me see if I can get my... what eras I want to talk about here. I want to talk about albums like Driving Towards Daylight, The Ballad of John Henry. He is live at Rockplast. Some of that stuff is just some of the best rock, blues-influenced rock that, like, I think was happening at that time ever. He was on the cutting edge. It was heavier. It was blues-based. It was really kicking freaking ass. When he went through this metamorphosis that he went through a few years ago, I would say maybe like in 2015, something like that, he sold all that, all those boutique heads and everything, and he went with this more traditional kind of sound, which I personally just don't like. I miss the great rock Joe Bonamassa. I think that blues is one of those kind of music. Is that style of music? And I think rock has become that style of music, the type of music where you can really, there's a opportunity to really innovate. There's an opportunity there to take something that we all know and love and take it to another level. I think that Joe was kind of heading in that direction. I think he took a giant step backwards. I think his new stuff sounds more like Tedeschi Trucks. And some of those more traditional sounding blues rock type artists. Don't get me wrong, I like Tedeschi Trucks, they're very cool. But Tedeschi Trucks is Tedeschi Trucks. We don't need Joe Bonamassa trying to be Tedeschi Trucks. Okay, before I get a bunch of hate on it and a bunch of nasty comments, I know Tedeschi Trucks is two guitar players. You know, there's a slide guy. They've got the Allman Brothers jam thing going. I get that. I get that. But I'm talking about the overall arc of the sound, the sort of general category that I would put it in, the production values, everything. I think if you're going to do something more traditional, like what Joe is doing now, he's trying to go for a little more traditional thing, you need to go totally traditional, including with the production. If you're going to do something that's traditional, it shouldn't have such a slick production. I would cite an album, the Stones' last album. They did a traditional blues album, and it sounds like 1950s, like the best 1950s or 60s or maybe 40s or 30s kind of blues album you can make. It has a very raw sound to it. This is too slick, in my opinion, to be this traditional. If, you know, so there's nothing about it that says to me, this is new, this is exciting, or this is like really traditional, it's like really edgy. You know, the way Tom Waits does traditional music and it sounds kind of, you know, dirty and greasy, like you need to take a shower afterwards, you know? He's not doing any of that. In terms of guys I think that are innovating in blues, guys like Jack White, Dan Auerbach, I think are two guys who are, you know, they're made of pop splash, but their music is definitely, I mean, they could call themselves blues artists like very easily. And the guy though that I think really stands out as an innovative blues artist, and we will do a video on him at some point, is Gary Clark Jr. And if you look at what Gary is doing, it isn't all that odd or weird or different. He's not doing any kind of, he's not reinventing it in terms, not reinventing it structurally. He is coming at it with new sounds, a new vibe, an edgier approach, a very now sound. And I think that guys like Joe Bonamassa kind of need, not that they need to imitate Gary Clark Jr., but they should be kind of trying to carve out something that is uniquely theirs and not so much trying to kind of do something that somebody else is already doing. Joe probably doesn't hear himself as doing it that way, but sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. So my sort of take on the whole Joe Bonham and Joe's new album is it's very cool. And if you like what he's doing now, great. You know, cool. But personally, I think that it is a slightly too traditional for today. He should be innovating. I'm glad that Black Country Communion is still a thing and apparently is going to, you know, they're going to continue to do stuff periodically. I like that way better than what he's doing. And maybe that's why he's doing this traditional stuff to differentiate what Black Country Communion is doing. But I just feel like it's time for Joe to go forward and not backwards. That, hence the title of the video, The Decline of Joe Bonamassa. Not that he's doing anything wrong as a guitar player. He's an amazing musician, but just not really excited about the current direction. There will be a link in the notes to the track I played to in the beginning. You can, if you want to jam along to it, Vito Astone Music, you can check that out there. There'll be a link to that. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Oh, God. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Check back often for new podcasts. If you want to get in hanging out with me live, like some of the folks are doing tonight, like Brent Rockwell and some of the different people, Mike Contreras, Anthony Lamond, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, appreciate you guys hanging out with us live. You can get involved at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle and become a real rock and roller and support great guitar-driven rock. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and I'll catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.